This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I would love to hear from you, especially all of those people that want to take the word out of context. No, we stick with the word, line upon line, precept upon precept. Guys down at GCN, thank you very much. Totally appreciate you guys. I really sincerely do. You guys have been outstanding down there, as well as Judah, the producer here in the studios. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You know, you can always tell when someone's dander gets up, but it's a good thing. It's a sign of life. Right? I don't mind the contention as long as there's a rational conversation. When we lose the word rational in the conversation because you want to be willfully blind about the Word of God and seeing it for what it says, then that's fine. Well, Bradley, that's your interpretation. No! You know what? When you say that's your interpretation, folks, I got to ask the question, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? I know that there's a lot of heretics out there wresting the Word of God, perverting the Word of God. I totally do. But notice what Scripture says time and time again. Let me just go over to 1 Corinthians 1:10 here real quick, because I want you to listen carefully. Now I beseech you, brethren, okay? By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Read Ephesians 4. One Lord, one faith, one God, one Spirit. Why do we have all these denominations? I'll tell you why. Because we got people that want to deconstruct the Word to fit it to their own lifestyles, to their own destruction. Read Philippians 3. Again, they're called the enemies of the cross. So let me finish this, and then I want to show you this prayer that was given right after Damar Hamlin fell on the field. By the way, for all of those that are just going along, and you know, nobody wants to see anybody hurt, and yes, the Lord desires that all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But I got to tell you, folks, a lot of these people that are in the NFL, that are in the NBA, that are in pro baseball, a lot of these people that you're continuously seeing in front of your faces through the mainstream media, they've sold out. They bowed down to the enemy of their souls. Remember, Satan said, if you fall down and worship me, this is all mine to give. Well, that's what they've given themselves over to. Someone just sent something over yesterday, and I thought I had saved it because I wanted to show you. But Damar Hamlin, folks, he's throwing and he's flashing cultic signs all over the place. All over the place. And yet the football game stopped because of his cardiac arrest, right? Which we all know that's from. And of course, because somebody says God, they must be saved. That's what, folks, this is the fruit of the modern day gospel. It's not law of grace, it's just false grace, false grace, false grace. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to finish this off here. Because I can hear people say grace. Grace, 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 grace. Yes, but what is the definition of grace? Webster's 1828. The power to restrain from sin. If you're dead to yourself, by the way, if you read Ephesians 2, it's the first thing that it says. Grace applies to who? Those that are dead to their sins. They no longer live in their sins. Read 1 John 3:6 as well. He that abideth in Christ sinneth not. Right? What does it say? And you hath he quickened. Who was quickened? Those that were dead in their sins. They're no longer alive to the old man. They've been converted. They turned the other way by the power of the Holy Ghost. And thank God he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. To what? Bring godly repentance. 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. I hope you're writing all of this down line upon line, precept upon precept. Now listen to this. Okay, so we go down just a little bit, and this is what we hear. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. They stop right there. This is what they always do. They stop right there. And I want to tell you why they stop right there, and I'm talking about the pulpits across the country, because it shows you who they really serve. They want heaven, but they want to serve somebody else while they're on earth. That's not what the Bible says, that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and that means all of the time, ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The reason they stop short of pulling up the whole thing in context is because they want your money, because they have a church building to pay for, and the list goes on. 9 times out of 10. First-hand experience. I still have to have that conversation with my listeners concerning my time with national leaders in the Church of America. What a joke. Serious. Okay, so it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. So the faith that we have is given unto us by the Christ. And the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5, verse 2, that that faith overcomes the world. And it also tells us this grace makes us more than conquerors through Him that loved us. You want something more? Then go over to Romans 5, where it tells us, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Come on, let's say it together. Let's say it together. I feel like I'm Elijah on Mount Carmel right now, mocking those that take Scripture out of context to their own destruction. Moreover, the law enters that the offense might abound, but where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. What caused the sin to abound? The knowledge of our sin, Romans 3:20. What drives us to Christ, Galatians 3:24. That law drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. That's grace. Then we're empowered by the Holy Ghost when we're dead to our old man and alive to the new man. Read Romans 6, folks. It's an outstanding chapter. For by grace are you saved. Then it says, not of works, okay? We're not saved by what we have done or what we're going to do. Nope, not at all. It's by grace that we do the works as well, lest any man should boast. And then it tells us, because we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So what does that grace create us into concerning His workmanship? Well, it just told us, because it just got done telling us, that we are created in Christ Jesus to do what? Good works. Which God hath before, that we should walk in them. Whoa! Hold them, Scripture in context. Here, let me give you just a couple more, okay? I'm just dismantling those that are trying to poison the stream of conversation. Okay, so the Bible tells us in Ephesians 4:11, talking to those that think that we're just saved from hell and we're saved from our sin, if that's true, then the question is what did the Lord save you for? Not just from. Okay. One person said, well, you know what? The Bible talks about Jesus talking about hell more than he talked about heaven. Well, listen, does it tell us that we're supposed to repent before hell or repent before God? And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. And again, Jesus said, I say unto you, fear him. We'll be right back. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Okay. Again, I want to get to some more topics here, but I just want to answer objectives because it's more important that people are on that straight and narrow and difficult is the way than the wide and the broad that leadeth to destruction, found in Matthew 7. Okay, it's interesting that E.M. Bounds, listen carefully, he said, Christianity is a battle waged against the invisible foes. We are always alert and ever seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the souls of men. He said the Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It's not an entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling. The Bible does say in Matthew 11:12 that the violent take it by force. Paul talked about it in Philippians chapter 3, pressing into the kingdom of God. That's real prayer. That's real prayer. Importunity, and those that are importunate concerning those imprecatory prayers are the ones that get the answers to their prayers. Okay? It is not a flower-strewn path. No, rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it's a spiritual warfare. It's a battle, not a game. From the moment that they first draw their spiritual swords, Christians and Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Those that are preaching a crossless message have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm speaking a foreign language to them. Okay? Read 1 John chapter 5. I'm sorry, 4, verse 5. Matter of fact, I need to go there just to clarify what I'm saying because I don't want people to think that I'm saying that something that I'm not. It says, they are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Yep, those are the ones that are not born of the Spirit. Okay? Just clarifying again. And then he goes on, what a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. demands upon them, not suggestions, commands. How ignorantly they seem to be the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. My goodness. And it is just at that point I mean to highlight, said E.M. Bounds, the professed church's greatest effects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it. 2 Timothy 2:3, the discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship, and determination that belong to the military life and so are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the very end. When you see people beat up in the direction of the preacher or the word coming forth, do remember the preacher is there to slay sin, not to fraternize with it, not to make excuses or try to justify their sin. That doesn't fly. Our righteousness is but filthy rags in the sight of a just and a holy God. Read Psalm 50, folks. Boy, oh boy, we are just going from line to line, Lord. And I'm going to do my best to follow the lead here. And if you don't want me to go over and do the other topics, I'm game to stay where we're at right now because it's more important. And this I know. Obedience is better than sacrifice, right? Okay, so let me finish off on this. Bradley, you said that three times. I know, but listen, when you got the Holy Ghost at work, keep in mind there's... Well, yesterday's show, just on our one feed, we had 134,000 views. So there's a lot of people listening in 157 cities across the country that need something different than what you may be getting. And the only ones that are being fed here, friends, are those that come in hungry. Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, the Bible says they shall be filled. And amen. I'm honored to be a part of it, friends. I truly am. I'm honored to be a part of it. Okay? So let's get over to this, and this will be my final point. I think, okay? When you go over, because we're talking about grace, people that are talking about how they've been saved from their sin, okay? And then the next question is those that have been really born of the Spirit? No. Okay, you've been saved from your sin, but what does the Holy Ghost work in you now? Well, it works in you to seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. To go out and preach the gospel to all the world. That's what the church is called to do. Bradley, I don't see that in Scripture. Here, let me give it to you real quick, okay? And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. By the way, pastors named one time in the New Testament. It's the apostle that leads. It's the prophet that leads. It's the teacher that leads. Together, 1 Corinthians 12:28, not the pastor. Still waiting for that guy to call me and confront me on that as well. 1-866-582-9933. For the perfecting, there's that word again. I know a lot of people in the Church of America, they hate that word. I love that word. Okay? I want to be perfected. The man that's ready for judgment, said Martin Luther, is the man that is freed from his sin, that longs to be free from his sin. That's the one that doesn't want to offend God. Bradley, again, you're talking Old Testament. No, I'm not. 2 Corinthians 7:1 comes to my aid. And what does it say? Perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. I don't want to offend him. The Bible tells us the fear of the Lord, it is clean. You know, the hardest thing to do in the Church of America today is find what David found. And what am I talking about? In Psalm 119, what did King David said? I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. Hard needles in a haystack in a country like this. You know, I think of Artur Pavlovsky from Canada. I could be friends with him. I could break bread with him. I could commune with him. Those guys are hard to find. Gosh, I almost say that with a broken heart. Seriously. I love when I can have a conversation with people when it's just the word. Well, Bradley, that's way over the top. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Show me that in Scripture. A pastor said that to me once. I said, show me that in Scripture. Can't find that neither. We have the mind of Christ. Christ's mind is heavenly. He's the one that sits at the right hand of the Father, even now. Amen. The Bible says that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you go there, it's hard. Folks, I was on Salem Communication for 13 years in Minneapolis. A church outlet. You know, and let me just take it over to, we were at the Minnesota State Fair and we're still there. We're going on, I think, 14, 15 years now. With the opportunity to reach 3.2 million people every year at our booth. We used to do live radio from Salem Communications in Minnesota. We would no more and sit down and we were surrounded by hundreds of people because they knew that we were going to talk about the issues that mattered the most. And we needed to preach repent and they knew it. That's why they came. They were hungry for the Word of God. You know what Salem Communication did, folks? They moved their booth from the center part of the Minnesota State Fair to the outskirts where nobody would go. And you know their guests that they'd have on? They'd have local politicians propping up their little golden calf in politics. They didn't like the fact that we drew a crowd. They didn't like the fact that we were hitting the sins that they themselves left off. Now, guess what, friends? Because they weren't faithful and because they weren't planted by the Lord, the Bible says He uprooted them. They're there no more. My goodness, folks, we need to be boldness for our Christ. We need to be bold for our Christ. I'm sorry. We need to be bold. That means forward to danger. The righteous are made bold as lions. My objective since the day I got saved was to prove the God of Israel. And I could go into a whole diatribe of just my testimony, and I need to fast and pray. Isaiah 58, fast. And I need to pray. And I need to do just a whole week of testimony. You want to talk about miracles, signs, and wonders? Not that I'm elevating myself above you. But I found the mercy and the grace of God in His faithfulness in saving me who is unfaithful to Him. I didn't know. I truly didn't know. And I asked for the heart of King David to know. Because the Lord looked at, notice that there was no concerning that of King David due to the fact that he was a king. He wasn't receiving accolades or praise from the Lord that he was the king. No, the Lord denounced kingship. The Lord highlighted King David as a man after his own heart. That's what we know of King David. Okay, king was added by man. Don't forget that. And the Lord put him in place for the very purpose of being a light to establish righteousness by bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. And we are the seed of David. Read the book of Peter. Okay? So going back to finish the point of those that said they've been saved from their sin. Really? I'm asking the question, what have you been saved for? Because that's what Scripture teaches. You stopped halfway. But if you were truly born of the Spirit, you wouldn't have to have anybody tell you what you were supposed to do now, right? Because you'd only be hungry for the bread of life, John 6:35. Nobody has to tell you when you're hungry where to go. And if you're not going to the bread of life, you're not born of the Spirit. Let the Holy Ghost work that in you. Okay?
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're USA News update. The House pulled a late nighter to elect its new speaker and House leader.
After 4 days and 15 attempts, the clerk announced the results of the wee hours of Saturday morning.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 216.
Republican leader Kevin McCarthy then took the oath.
Now, the hard work begins.
A six-year-old boy is in custody after police say he shot his first-grade teacher at school in Newport News, Virginia. The teacher's injuries are life-threatening. It's not clear how the boy got the gun or what the altercation was about. American Airlines is about to end all service out of Long Beach Airport. AA announced yesterday the air carrier will cease operation out of Long Beach Terminal on February 28th. An airport spokesperson said in a statement they understand their tough business decision and look forward to welcoming them back in the future. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just going to kind of wrap this up here, and then I'm going to show you a prayer that was given after Damar Hamlin's cardiac arrest he had, and I want to show you exactly what the modern gospel is responsible for, and it's blasphemy, and it truly is. It sounds like Paul going to Mars Hill. To those that have eyes and to those that have ears, but they see not and they hear not. I mean, that's what we're dealing with in this country today on so many different levels. But let me finish off on here. When we're saved from our sin, you know what? Hell is not even something that I personally think about. I'm thankful that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life because the witness of the Holy Spirit bears witness to that truth. No man can do that. Okay, so to withhold the second part of the word is like to withhold the Old Testament from the New Testament. You can't pull out the character of God and understanding the character of God, because it's interesting when you read the book of Matthew, the first thing it talks about is 42 generations of genealogy from guess where? The Old Testament. And yet when people say the Old Testament is a thing of the past, you hear this too, excuse me. Just read the New Testament. Baloney. 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 I mean, how many people are reading the New Testament? Who's Abraham? Who's Samuel? Who's Gideon? Who's Jephthah? Who are all these? Who's Samson? I don't know. Oh, they must. I better read. You know what? If I want to understand two-part documentary, I better watch the first one first, right? So I can understand the whole thing when I read the second one. That's the truth of the matter. Listen to this. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for what? The perfecting of the saints. To do what? For the work of ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. Wow. 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 I didn't know that. Well, if we read Scripture, we're going to find that, friends. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. But what does the Bible say? But speaking the truth in love that they may grow up into Him, Christ, which is the head, even Christ. Okay? So you can't withhold the fruit of what we're called to do. So let me get over to this because, again, I want you to see this. Concerning what's going on here, I want to show you the modern gospel. And I high-five the guy's efforts because something's stirring in his heart. But when you see what comes out of his mouth, though it's cool and it's the right thing to do, and I agree with that, I'm just trying to figure out where the Holy Ghost is all in all of this. Okay, now check this out. This is ESPN. Talking about Damar Hamlin in critical condition after a cardiac arrest. And I want you to pay attention to what he does.
It's absolutely tragedy last night. I think you saw some of the beauty of football as well.
Boy, it's really hard to hear for some reason. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do, and it's not us, it's the recording. Can you turn it up? Here, let's go ahead and do that. No, it's the recording. It's the recording. I'm going to try a different one because I watched this earlier and it was totally fine. And I don't know why this is difficult. We'll try this one. Let's try this one. No, it's the same thing, folks. Let's try this one. We'll try this one. And this is the same recording, just hopefully it's going to be better.
And Alan said that all we can do is pray for him.
Okay, here we go. I want you to check this out. Sorry about that. That was not my bad. That was the recording's bad, and I don't know why that they gave it such a second rate on the recording, but check this out.
You just heard Scherf and Jonathan Allen say that all we can do is pray for him. And I've heard the Buffalo Bills organization say that we believe in prayer, and maybe this is not the right thing to do, but it's just on my heart that I want to pray.
It is.
Damar Hamlin right now. I'm going to do it out loud. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to bow my head, and I'm just going to pray for him. God, we come to you in these moments that we don't understand, that are hard, because we believe that you're God, and coming to you and praying to you has impact. We're sad, we're angry, and we want answers, but some things are unanswerable. We just want to pray, truly come to you and pray for strength for Damar, for healing for Damar, for comfort for Damar. To be with his family, to give them peace. If we didn't believe that prayer didn't work, we wouldn't ask this of you, God. I believe in prayer. We believe in prayer. We lift up Damar Hamlin's name in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But he didn't boldly speak forth that word, did he, folks? That name of Jesus. Doesn't the Bible say that there's none name under heaven whereby men might be saved? That name is Jesus. You can go ahead and turn that one down a little bit if you wouldn't mind. But isn't that interesting, folks? God. We're in a country of those that profess to be Christians to the equivalency of 86%, and the only thing that this guy knew how to do is say God. What God? I can tell you what God. Because there's only one God. He's the Lord of Lords, and He's the King of Kings. But isn't it something that one... Once one of their idols falls to the ground, and again, I'm not taking the human element out of this. I'll be the first one, if I see a bird on the side of the road fluttering or suffering, I will be the first one to stop and help that animal. I kid you negative. Ask my family. Ask my wife. And I don't need to explain that or to try to convince anybody of that. But the point is I don't want anything bad happening to anybody neither. This last week, I asked the question, why wasn't Damar Hamlin paying attention to the fact that half the United States of America says, you know what, they have concerns over the vaccines? Did he miss the memo? Is he not listening to the tens of thousands of doctors on a global basis that are telling him no to the experimental jabs because there's adverse side effects, even death? No. He didn't want to hear any of that because he serves money. And the people serve their idols. That's why they were praying to God. And when you look at Jeremiah 11:13, that's exactly what the Lord condemns what the American people are doing. 100-some thousand people just in that arena alone, they did the right thing to pray, but they didn't know who to pray to. Is there something wrong with the American church? Is there something wrong with the American people when they see what's going on in their country? And they're not praying over, they're not praying for strength from the Lord to stop abortion or the sodomite agenda or the corruption within the church and in the government, but they'll pray for their favorite idol. Is there something wrong? Well, some will say, and I've heard it just this last week, well, Bradley, it turned everybody back to the Lord. No, it didn't. It turned them back to God, the God that they've created. It's the God that they've created, and that is not the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what got their attention? Someone had to fall on the field for them to turn back to God. And if you look at that whole thing, folks, it was a huge distraction, number one, from what's really going on here. And secondly, if we knew Scripture, folks, this would be an offense to the body of Christ. Well, Bradley, but you got to look at the positive side of that. What was the positive side? What, that football goes on? And so does abortion, and so does sodomy, and the whole unconstitutional movement going on in government right now with Kevin McCarthy, where you're being distracted again, who serves Klaus Schwab, so they can keep pushing forth the agenda. Nobody's paying attention to the facts. That's what me and Tim are doing here, morning and afternoon, 6 days a week. We're bringing things to the light. Well, what was the positive? Well, I can guarantee you this. Mr. Hamlin's probably going to pay attention as to what's going on inside of his body now. And for the rest of his life, he's going to have that poison going through his veins. And he's got to be wondering what's going to happen next, because that's the fruit of these said vaccines, right? Isn't that true? Well, Bradley, again, I want to show you something here, folks, because somebody sent this over to me. And what these are was they were three police officers in Massachusetts, and they were a part of the state police. All three of them just fell over dead, unexplained, suddenly. This is brand new. And of course, they're not making reference to any as to who's responsible for it. Did you see this, folks? XUCFTE, Jake Hescock, dies age 25 years old after cardiac arrest. See, this isn't the, folks, this is the God of man that these young people are submitting to. Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Donald Trump and Joe Biden and the CDC. And is anybody paying attention to the CDC, usurping authority that's never, ever been given unto them, even going so far now to push the gay agenda in public schools? See, this isn't the God of the Bible, folks. The God of the Bible equips his saints to go after and to deal with the corruptions lawfully. That's what he does. God's not impotent. The Bible says we're not supposed to limit the Holy One of Israel in any sense of the word. We're not. Absolutely we're not. But what is the church in America doing? Doing just the exact opposite. The football players are on the field boldly proclaiming their game, and yet the Christians are up in the stands telling the quarterbacks and the running backs and their favorite team and their coaches to what to do while they're sitting there doing absolutely nothing, and they think that they're saved. See, because they forgot what have they been saved from. They forgot what have they been saved for. That's who these people are. It's exactly who they are. They've served a God that looks just like them. And again, I'm here to remind you that is not the God of the Bible in any sense of the word. I want to come back and I want to show you some more of this information that's coming forward. I wanted you to see this too, so you can see that I'm bringing forth information that is in fact verifiable. Perverted and predatory LGBTQ compliance ratings coming in public schools thanks to the CDC. Do you hear me? Thanks to the CDC. Whoa, I didn't know they had that authority. Neither did I. Whoa.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives him instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So let me get to this. I got one more segment, and I want you to remember this, because I'm asking the question now: is this the God of the Christian Church? The Lord said, "When you forsake me, I'll turn your nation into hell." Is the nation being turned into hell right now? Yes. Why? Because the church in America has forsaken the Lord. This is the fruit thereof. I could spend three more hours just on this topic. Common sense comes into play. Well, what does it look like when the Lord is in on possessing a nation, dispossessing the enemies? Well, look to America. You already have everything in play. But like I've said before, when you read Joshua 22, it also tells us when we receive our possession by dispossessing the enemies, we need to keep the same commandments, judgments, statutes, so on and so forth. Once we're there to preserve what it is that the Lord has given us through that fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:2. I want to put this up to what we're seeing here, because this went perfectly from the conversation that we had in the first hour to where we're at right now. Is this the God of the Bible when we see that 86% of them that profess to be Christians, when they submit to Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, and like I just got done saying before the end of the break, when we leave man's... when we leave God's word and we take on the commandments of men, Mark 7, is that the God of the Bible? Nope, just the exact opposite. Just the exact opposite. And what do we see when we depart from the living God? Well, it tells us right here, 318 athletic cardiac arrests, serious illnesses, 178 dead after COVID shot. This is what you get. He already told you not to do it. And then when it happens, we all want to sit there and pray to God. That's not the God of the Bible. I just highlighted this. Three police officers, state police in Massachusetts, died suddenly. Every single one of them. Nobody's talking about it. This kid right here, Jake Hescock, 25 years old, cardiac arrest. Whoa, look at this. This is brand new, folks. Brendan Hanson Kelly, television executives, dies at 54 years old. Do you realize every day of the week, I'm highlighting probably 3 to 5 new people that you knew of that were famous celebrities, as they call themselves, or love to be called, that just died suddenly, and we're still not talking about it? Boy, you guys are making yourselves and setting yourselves up to be good slaves, and your kids good slaves. No wonder why the governors in the United States of America are talking about forced compliance, even going further to make sure that your kids now, regardless if they're in public school or they're in a charter school or if they're in homeschool, now have believed and assumed authority constitutionally that's not been given unto them. Look at yesterday's show. We had Senator Eric Lucero on the radio. The first thing I asked him is, I said, where's that governor getting that constitutional authority from? It's not there. But slaves, they'll just do what their master tells them. Do you see what they're calling you, folks? They're calling you slaves. Does the Lord create slaves? Nope. Man's disobedience towards God in submission to tyrants, despots, whatever you want to call them, dictators. When you submit yourselves to them, that's what makes slaves. So don't blame the Lord for what it is that you're doing. And I want to tell you something. There's two voices here. Is the Lord responsible for creating a hell? No, the people are. Because they disobeyed him. Okay? I have right in front of me here, friends, this mysterious new. This is all brand new. And interestingly enough, it's not letting me... This is something. I just had this highlighted for my friends. And what it was is this new mysterious cardiac arrest that's taking young people suddenly and without warning. And they just don't, folks, what they're doing is modifying what's going on. They're revising what's going on. Nobody's ever heard of this before. They're saying that the number one killer of young athletes is cardiac arrest. Baloney. They're supposed to be, at least what we've always been told our whole lives, is exercise. Man, those athletes, they're some of the healthiest people on the planet. Now they're trying to tell you that it's because of their routines and what they do as athletes, and because of all that routine and that exercise that they do, that's what's responsible for these cardiac arrests now. I'm not making it up. I want to say it again. I'm not making this up. They're making it up. They're changing the narrative at every given turn, friends. Here, let me see if I can get it back. Nope. I got it back. I refreshed it. Sudden cardiac arrest is leading cause of death in young athletes. See that? CBS Minnesota. All propaganda outlets. Wow, that's insane. Wow. Brand new, folks. Just coming out of the gate. Nope, because people are getting worried about what's going on. 92% of the people in the country said enough of this plandemic, this vaccine. What do? They keep driving it. The CDC, as I was showing my friends on social media platforms, is usurping authority. This is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. Exactly what he did. But I want to show this to you as well. Look at this. With roughly 1.7 million NFL hits in the last 50 years, why have we never seen an arrhythmia cardiac arrest before? That was just 3 days ago. Because they're modifying this to the results of the experimental jab. They want you to justify their genocide. They want you to act like it's not going on. Hey, folks, you think that that's way out there? No, 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 no. Let's again go back to Adolf Hitler's Third Reich. We see the fourth one in the present, right before our eyes. But I want you to remember, during the Third Reich, all those people that were being sent off to the camps, remember, they were the diseased ones. They were the ones that didn't go along with it. Remember how everything was compartmentalized? Remember how they were set in ghettos? Remember this? They separated them. The German people lived their lives like they always did, until destruction came upon them for allowing Adolf Hitler to do the things that he did. It's the same thing happening today. America is the same country that's allowing governments to illegally sanction the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day. So this should come as no surprise. With roughly 1.7 million NFL hits in the last 50 years, why have we never seen an arrhythmia cardiac arrest before up until now? And now it's the number one reason, folks, we're being told by CBS News, as to why so many people are dying. I highlighted this yesterday. 23 Canadian children just died in the past month. No one's talking about it. Wanted to go over here as well, because this is brand new information. Over the week, I highlighted all the celebrities who received the COVID-19 vaccine all at once. Don't tell me they're not allied. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Here's another 20-year-old dying of cancer. Remember what happens when the experimental jab hits your bloodline? It breaks down your immune system, and there's an explosion of cancer in many people. Okay, just forget about this. Look at this one. This is brand new. Red Voice Radio. Over 16,000 Americans have died within a few days of taking the COVID-19 injection. Nobody's talking about it, but we are, because it's the most important thing that we can talk about. Now we see that over half of the American people, friends, I'm not making this up, they're concerned about the COVID-19 vaccine safety. Again, this is not the God of the Bible. You know, my Bible tells me the government is upon his shoulders in Isaiah 9:6. Isn't that something? Isn't it something too in Psalm 22, verse 28, for the kingdom is the Lord, and he is the governor among all nations. Who are the people listening to that they're taking these said vaccinations? I'm not saying the medical industry as a whole is bad within itself, but I'll tell you what, they are going to have a hard time ever coming back from this one. Ever coming back from this one. You know, people are just acting like it's not happening. I wanted to let you know this, too. This is important. Just to kind of a side note to what we're talking about. In case you missed this, the TSA is illegally requiring COVID vaccine entry when returning to the United States of America. Happening in America today. Illegals coming into America, gates wide open. Matter of fact, the Department of Justice, Injustice, is suing Arizona for putting up containers to protect their borders. The DOJ is suing them. That is not justice, folks. That's injustice. You have a bunch of, folks, let me just say it this way. Rules for Radicals comes to my mind. You have a bunch of Satanists in your system of judgment, justice. I don't see justice at all. These people are trying to create domestic insurrectionists and terrorists in the United States of America, when in fact, and I'm talking about corruption, it falls to them, not us. Folks, the kingdom is the Lord's, not the devil's. He's a defeated foe. And God, the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, he is the governor of all nations, period.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.